coffee, and you can mess to your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we've lived. Although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble than to never know the love you give. Hello, trouble. Come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had a business since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Spring break turns deadly in Jacksonville, Florida, where gunfire has left one person dead and two people in stable condition. It happened in a crowded outdoor area. Multiple suspects. Christine Hoffman's the mayor.
This is Players Weekend. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's spring break. We have a lot going on out here. So the fact that we had a couple of bad actors out here that really made a dangerous situation for everyone is extremely tragic.
As new peace talks are set to resume today, Israel launching an overnight raid on Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital. The IDF claims it was being used by Hamas to stage new attacks on Israel. The U.S. government airlifting 30 Americans out of Haiti. They fled after weeks of gang-related violence. ABC News has confirmed on March 9th, a man with alleged ties to the Middle East terrorist organization Hezbollah was taken into custody in Texas after trying to cross the border from Mexico, claiming he was headed to New York to, quote, make a bomb. This is ABC News. Sequels again, ruling the box office.
Panda is the new black, Jack Black.
What do I know about being a spiritual leader?
Voicing the lead character in Kung Fu Panda 4, numero uno at the North American box office in its second weekend. $30 million in ticket sales, say studio estimates. Dune Part 2, a very close second in its third weekend, $29 million. Third place with $7.5 million, Arthur the King, based on the true story of an adventure racer who befriends a stray dog. Imaginary 4th, Cabrini 5th. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And a whole lot of people in upstate New York rallying around a man and his alligator.
I'm Albert's dad. That's all there is to it. He's like family to everybody.
Albert is the gator, and Tony Cavallaro is trying to get him back after New York state officials seized him last week. It was taken away after reports that people visiting were being allowed to pet him without the gator being restrained. Calavero's owned him since 1990. 100,000 people have now signed a petition to help him. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A fatal police shooting in Beloit Saturday morning started just south of the Illinois-Wisconsin border after a carjacking suspect fled a traffic stop and crossed the border into Beloit. The suspect vehicle rammed into a Roscoe, Illinois police squad car, causing the Roscoe officer to fire their weapon and hit the suspect, who later died at a hospital. The man fatally shot by a Waukesha County deputy Thursday afternoon in the town of Eagle has been identified. Deputies found Matthew Blankman firing rounds outside his home. After one of the deputies felt his life was in imminent danger, the county sheriff said the deputy shot at and hit Blankman, who died at the scene. Burn bans are in effect across the state as continued dry conditions keep forests primed for wildfires. Some parts of Wisconsin haven't seen any precipitation for a month. The Department of Natural Resources has responded to over 80 fires in the past week. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Getting 10% back is easy at Fleet Farm. For a limited time only, Fleet Rewards members can earn 10% back on all purchases in-store and online. Spend $50, get $5 back in rewards. No rebates, no coupons, no hassles. Plus, Fleet Rewards membership is free. So if you're not signed up yet, now's the time. Then get shopping to earn 10% back on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply. Not valid at Ankeny and Waukee, Iowa stores.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Radio Network News Director Bob Haig. From coverage of politics at the state capitol to correspondents around Wisconsin,
Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can count on WRN to keep you up to date on the news you need to know. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today with clouds gradually increasing by late this afternoon. Our high 36 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little breezy overnight. Our low 29. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, warmer 50. By Wednesday, sunshine and windy with a high of 35. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame up on a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hardened, knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, fresh precious frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, so long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. Said so long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something.
I used to come home late, not a minute too soon, barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hand, up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting the house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Honky-tonk, or in a honky-tonk, or on a four-wheel drive tailgate. I've got posters on my wall of Skinner. from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Victoria's Secret. Well, their stuff's real nice. Oh, but I can buy the same damn thing on a Walmart shelf half price and still look sexy. Designer tag to make my man want me. You might think I'm trashy, a little too hardcore, but in my neck of the woods, I'm just a girl next door. Hey, I'm a redneck woman, I ain't no high class broad. I'm just a product of my race, and I say hey y'all and hee haw, and I keep my Christmas lights on.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Gretchen Wilson and Redneck Woman here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens across the region this morning. And we're expecting afternoon highs in the 30s, 50s, though. Tomorrow we'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also, Also this hour, we're going to be chatting with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden again. A Wisconsin meat processing facility was recognized by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. We're going to talk with Darren on that here coming up this hour. Compeer Financial will be holding another webinar this Wednesday, 1 o'clock. It's Compeer Financial's first Agri Mindset webinar, March 20th at 1 o'clock, as experts Dave Jude and Abby Greiman from AmPoint Research will provide some context and insights on the macroeconomy, farm income, and geopolitics. Now you can register. Just visit the Compeer Financial website for more information on that. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday,
Alyssa Badger, Vice President of Global Operations at High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Alyssa, last week's U.S. dairy supply and utilization report pulled back the curtain on January. What were some of the takeaways?
Yeah, Lee, so I think cheese was the interesting one here. We saw utilization drop 2% from prior year, and had it not been for export volumes holding up the total, we could have seen a far worse figure. So domestic demand is really what struggled, especially against last year as well as 2022 levels, and this really helps us understand a bit more clearly why prices were stuck in such a range during January, as that weak stateside demand really kept markets under a bit of pressure during the month.
And what about butter and powder?
Butter, we can say the exact opposite is happening. So domestic demand jumped 11%, which is amazing, or in line with the domestic demand levels that we were experiencing in 2022. And butter stocks are not aggressively thin as they've been in the past, but this elevated usage and general nervousness about tight milk and fat supplies heading into the end of the year have really kept prices trending at the similar levels that we saw at this time in 2022. So some very similar trends going on there that we saw 2 years ago. Non-fat dry milk utilization dropped 7.7%. That was the lowest volume that we've seen since 2020. And really struggling international demand is to blame, particularly from the decline that we've seen in those shipments to Mexico. Mexico really supported consumption levels throughout 2023, but really struggling to get a strong start to this year, with exports to Mexico dropping 22% in January from prior year.
Wow. Wow. And whey?
You know, demand in the whey complex actually was strong on all accounts. Both dry whey and WPC saw strong domestic demand, and WPC disappearance grew year over year for the 11th month over the last 12. And as a result, we did see stocks narrow in January, and prices just continue to climb higher.
And I guess the bottom line is, how do we increase cheese consumption in the U.S.? Alyssa Badger, Vice President of Global Operations at High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Our society today does not do a very good job at nurturing family ties or believing in our children.
Many children today are being raised in broken homes or are being neglected because their parents are too busy to give their children the attention they hunger for and need. Sadly, that forces our children to find other ways to get attention.
They may have the opportunity to find it in a coach or teacher, but many times they find themselves in dangerous or abusive relationships. They can also resort to other unfortunate activities that will get them some of the attention that they need.
We can set ourselves up for regular miracles by daily exercising a belief in people. Develop habits that regularly send "I believe in you" messages. There are people around you who desperately need someone to believe in them. You can be that person.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Is 2024 turning into a better year than 2023 for milk producers?
Yeah, I would say so.
USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Czekanowski has some good reasons for saying that. First, milk production this year will be up, but by less than a billion pounds. And of course,
tighter supplies lead to higher prices, including higher product prices.
They're being driven up by very strong demand for products like cheese and butter, and that's pushing milk price prospects up.
The all milk price, incorporating all of the different classes and products, the all milk price this month we raised by 30 cents per hundredweight to $21.25 per hundredweight, up 77 cents per hundredweight year over year.
Meanwhile, feed costs generally are running lower than a year ago.
So if you're looking at dairy margins, signs suggest that margins should be improving.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free.
So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Who is a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day. A double-clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that way. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if some woman pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45 coffee drinking eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display. Of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. Passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just past a Jimmy in a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Mm-hmm.
the FCC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my law books are way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as coal. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sawyer Brown, 6 days on the road here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning, 22 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, April milk up 2 to 16.03, May steady at 16.42, June up 34 to 17.57. And July steady at 17.89. Cheese markets Friday, barrels were up 1 to 144 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks down a quarter to 147. 3 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2.5 to 282 and a quarter, no trades. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 116 and a quarter, no trades. Dry way up 0.5 to 44.5, no trades on the day. Cattle and hog markets are both called mixed today. Most contracts in the livestock complex closed higher Friday, regaining some of Thursday's losses. And now the higher cash cattle trades provided support with positioning ahead of the weekend. Hogs were supported by the stronger cash and cutouts. April live cattle opened the day at 187.25, June 183.60, August 182.62, March feeder cattle open at 249.27, April 252.12, May 256, April hogs open at 86.92, May 93.17, June at 102.47. Chicago Board of Trade, the wheat markets leading the entire grain complex this morning after Russian drone strikes were reported in Odessa, and that has the trade bidding up those wheat markets. The higher wheat prices helping some of the corn contracts this morning, while soybeans continue to move mostly lower due to continued pressure from the South American harvest. May and July corn both up 3/4, May at 437.5, July 449.75. September and December new crop up 4, or up a half rather, to September at 458.5, new crop at 471.25. May and July beans both down 5 this morning, May at 1193.25, July 1207.5, August down 5.5 to 1204, new crop down 7 at 1183.75. May soybean meal down $1.50 to $3.33.20. May soybean oil down 19 cents to $49.23. Chicago wheat, May up 7.5 to $5.36. July up 7.25 to $5.51. Minneapolis wheat, May up 5.25 to $6.51.75. July up 3.5 to $6.57. Energy markets this morning, April and May, crude oil up 52 cents. April at $81.56. May $81.10. And April and May, gas both up 2 cents, April at 274, May at 272. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durant, cash corn 382, April 385, May 388, new crop 416. Cash beans 1113, April 1118, May 1123, new crop 1106. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 398 and 3 quarters, April 398 and 3 quarters, May 398 and 3 quarters, new crop 415 and 3 quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 387, April, May 401, new crop 421. Synergy Co-op Elk Mount, cash corn 376, April 379, May 415. Cash beans 1118, April 1121, new crop 1115. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 387, new crop 416, cash beans 1113, new crop 1106. At Red Wing Grains, cash and April corn 413, May 416, new crop 420, cash and April beans 1174, May 1177, new crop at 1135. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 375, new crop 415, cash beans 1119, new crop 1115. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 158 to 180. Holstein fed cattle 135 to 168, market cows 86 to 124, bulls 116 to 167, calves 400 to 980, beef steers 235 to 390, Holstein steers 122 to 330. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes 205 and down, rams 215 and down, goat markets, does 235 and down, bucks 200 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show Hair Grow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using Hair Grow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try Hair Grow today to feel and look your best. Just go to NewNordicUSA.com or visit Walgreens or Amazon to purchase. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at newnordicusa.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know. To drive so fast, my car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late. Time shaking hands with the clock. I can't stop. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. It says I'm running behind. I bet I pick up my pace. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I
rushing till life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. My happiness, all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow this swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can't always find me here, having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Panthers, from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car, I sold it. If this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What
what kind of love that must be. She waited 3 days and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game, and first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more. Then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? I still love you. I still love you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnekins with the Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. Had a chance to talk with President Von Ruden during the National Farmers Union Convention recently in Scottsdale, Arizona. And thank you to our newsmaker sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anabas Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Osteoplastics, Synergy Co-op, along with the Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And Darren, when we recorded this on Monday at convention, Secretary Vilsack was here, and he was talking about some of the grants to expand meat processing across the country, and a shout-out to Wisconsin and Nordic Meats, and that's like kind of right in your backyard. You guys have to be pretty proud of that, and Farmers Union was kind of part of that.
Yeah, you know, it's a project that we worked on a few years ago. It took a lot longer to get the project actually up and running, but the Wisconsin Farmers Union did make an investment in getting the project up and off the ground and have since been reimbursed for the dollars that we put into it. So, you know, we're still keeping an eye on it, but when the Secretary mentioned it, you know, it's 9.5 miles as the crow flies from my place, so I know it really well. We take animals there on a regular basis, and so with this grant that's going to be that they have received now, they're going to upgrade some of their hamburger making equipment, and probably looking at how they can satisfy some of the local needs of bigger institutions. So getting rid of that 1 pound, or I shouldn't say getting rid of, they'll still have it, but they're going to have another line that they'll package maybe 10 or 15 pound packages for those institutions that are going to do many hamburgers versus just a couple of that a family, like a family of four, would do. So, you know, it's one of those things that the looking at the current administration and trying to help the meat industry get those smaller, mid-sized producers up to a competitive level, and the dollars that have come into rural America through some of the programs that the current administration has put forward, I think is, you know, a real bright spot that we need to look at as a community, and also as a country too, is we're making those investments in our rural economy to grow the rural economy.
You know, this processing program, I know like J.M. Watkins has taken a part in, and I think it's through the state that they got their grant. I think Durant Smokehouse has done that. Why is this important, not only for the communities themselves? They have another place to go. They can get stuff from maybe a local farmer, but why is it important for the farmers?
Well, because you get that market a lot closer to home, and you know, with the way the consumers changing, habits are changing, you know, looking at how do we get that product that is from our next door neighbor, or it's from that next door neighbor, but it's a town away. Getting that closeness is really what the consumer is looking for, and this allows the farmers that mechanism to actually get their products produced in that community too. Therefore, you're not sending it all the way across the state to Green Bay or into Nebraska or South Dakota to get processed. It stays right there in your local communities, and the infrastructure, it was a lot better 25, 30 years ago, but as an aging system too, we're seeing that those mom and pop shops have started to fall by the wayside. This new grant program, and not only nationally but in the state, are looking at trying to make sure we maintain that infrastructure of those small local processors.
Are you hoping that, and I know that USDA has other local programs for institutionals to buy things, that local farmer to, you know, consumer, local farmer to institution type of program. Are you hoping to see more of these things for other things? Like, and I'll use milk here in Wisconsin. Most of our milk goes to cheese. Okay, and school districts can use cheese, but they really need milk. They need fluid milk too. Wouldn't you like to see more on that end of it too?
Yeah, certainly. In Wisconsin, we have the LFPA program, so local food food purchasing assistance program, which Wisconsin Farmers Union is involved in, and that's bringing. Originally, it was looking at how do we get fruits and vegetables from the farmer to institutions or to schools or to the grocery store. And so we've been working on that program for a year now. It was really successful in the first year, so we're hoping we can duplicate it. Right now we've got just the second year funded through the State Department of Agriculture, so we really need it looking how we can, you know, make that available for maybe a five-year process instead of just one year at a time. That way there's that stability. The farmers know what's going on. The consumer knows what's going on. And it's moved into now that we're actually working with a couple of different smaller creameries and taking dairy products along with those fruit and vegetables through that system to make sure that they've got, you know, more than just the fruits and vegetables. And so it's, you know, I think if the model continues to work the way it is, I think it's something that'll be good for, you know, pretty much every corner of the state of Wisconsin. And through that program, we are right now currently hitting 60 of the 72 counties.
Wow, that is some good news. That is Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.org.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
The dry weather will continue at least through Wednesday in our ag weather forecast, which will mean we'll still have elevated fire conditions as well, with low humidities and also increasing winds. Now, it does look like we will have some precipitation possible at the later half of the week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 33 to 38, relative humidities at 29 to 34%, northwest winds at 7 to 12, shifting to the west. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 25 to 30, relative humidities at 69 to 74%, southwest winds at 16 to 20. 21, gusting to 35. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Relative humidities at 34 to 39%. Northwest winds at 18 to 23, gusting to 35, about 7 hours of sunshine. Wednesday, sunshine, highs 30 to 35. Thursday, mostly cloudy, snow likely, highs 30 to 35. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40. Saturday, partly sunny, another chance of snow, highs 35 to 40. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow, highs 40 to 45.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
A huge decision that must be made every spring is when to start grazing livestock on pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Take extra care with that decision if you just seeded it, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Spring is at our fingertips and everything's starting to green up. Feed is the number one cost of raising livestock, so producers are antsy to get their animals on pasture. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says spring is the perfect time for pasture improvement. This includes soil fertility, the right species, and the proper seed planting.
And establish it so there's an optimum range of dates that we want to see for your area and your farm. Also, depth is extremely important. One of the biggest mistakes that I see on farms is taking these little forage seeds and seeding them too deep. So shallow, usually about a quarter inch, good seed-to-soil contact. Most of the forage seed is going to have to absorb a lot of water before it can germinate.
Once it comes up, make sure the forage is ready to be munched on before turning out the animals.
Oftentimes, we can go to all the expense for buying the seed, seeding it, using the right fertility. Then we get a stand and we say, that is so good, let's turn some cattle in there and graze it. And we graze it too quick. And a grass, for example, has to develop some root system to anchor itself in the soil. So if we try to graze it too quick, we could really do damage to the stand. And likewise, if we try to cut it too quick for hay or haylage, we could do damage on that establishment phase.
Depending on the species, there should be 6 to 8 inches of plant growth before putting animals out there. You can test its readiness with a simple cow tongue test. Just as the cow wraps her tongue around the plants and pulls them to her mouth, grab a handful of plants. If they pull out by the roots rather than breaking off above the ground,